Hello.
Hi, this is Kimberly calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I believe you called and you are needing assistance with your vehicle.
Yes, sorry, my line got cut off.
It's okay. Can I get your first name and last name?
Joseph Cortano.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Joseph, Josep Cortano, Cor. Peno.
Can you spell your last name for me one more time?
Corpeno.
Cono. Okay. And would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service? Please
Yes.
hold for me.
Okay.
Okay, and would you like to receive mobile test updates today, which includes the name of your service provider, their phone number, and their ETA?
Yes.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Can I have your policy number and the last 6 digits of the vehicle VIN that you're calling about?
Policy number 0401061402044453.
Okay. In the last 6 digits of the VIN?
527-346.
Okay. That did not pull up anything.
That's weird. I have the policy insurance card right in front of me.
Okay. I have 0401061402044458.
No, 53.
53. Okay, and that pulled it up. And the vehicle that you're calling about today?
A Mercedes GLA 250.
And the color of that vehicle?
Black.
Okay, and can you tell me what's going on with the vehicle?
I don't know if the battery's dead, but it's not cranking up. And last night I tried turning on the car, and my car is parked underneath a structure, like a parking lot, and it's tandem parking. So the front is facing the wall, so I can't get a jump start from anybody.
Okay, so are you requesting a tow or a jump start today?
I don't know, because I don't know if it's the battery. If it's not the battery, then it's going to have to get towed.
Okay. We can do one service at a time.
Why don't you send a regulatory parade that has towing that could do the jump start. Just in case if it's a jump start, there was just a jump starter. If not, then he could do the tongue.
Because we can only set up one service per ticket.
Okay, let's do the jump start for now.
Okay. And so you're not directed to the parking space. Are there any other cars parked around you?
Yeah, just my neighbors.
Okay, and will you have the keys and be there when the provider arrives?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me, are you located at the 10331 Linda Avenue, Unit 122?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
112. Unit 112.
I'm just inputting the information. Okay. I have all of your information inputted as soon as I secure a provider for you. You should receive a text message with the service provider's name, number, and ETA. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
So you're going to be looking for the provider.
Yes.
So after we hang up, you're going to be looking, and then once you find one, you're going to be sending me a text message, or is the provider going to be sending me a text message?
We'll send you a text message.
Got it. Do you have an idea of roughly how long that's going to take?
That I do not know.
On average, just a number so that way I can have an expectation.
Well, once we find a provider, we usually accept a provider who can come out within a two-hour window.
Okay, so within probably the next 2 hours. Okay. All right, then I guess I'll just wait.
Okay, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.